Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
President Trump is going to award the Medal of Freedom, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, to Charlie Kirk posthumously. And that is going to go on here in a few minutes. We may join that. But, you know, we thought of our friend Rocky Sickman when these hostages were released. Rocky entered the Marine Corps in 1976. He was just 28 days into his tour of duty at the American Embassy in Tehran when the Iran hostage crisis started. And he spent 444 days in captivity before being released on January 20th of 1981. He joins us this afternoon. He's had a distinguished career ever since then and still plays a very important role in Folds of Honor. Rocky, how are you this afternoon? Welcome back to 97.1 FM Talk. Good to hook up with you again.
Mark, thank you so much for having me on here, buddy.
This has to be another one of those moments, though, where you kind of, you know, have a bit of a different reflection and reaction to what's happening on the planet, isn't it?
You know what? Yesterday I sat there, took some time off in my busy day, and sat in the recliner, and I asked my wife, which a young girl that waited for me for 444 days, I said, Jill, was our situation like that? And she says, it was 100 times bigger. And more. And so it's still hard for me to understand, but I can tell you, for those individuals yesterday, when they stepped off that helicopter and when they were reunited with their family, it brought back so many wonderful memories. I mean, it was just incredible because, Mark, imagine, I mean, one of your children being held hostage. I mean, as my parents, it wasn't just the hostages. It was the families that went through this. And so the happiness, and I mean, it brought tears to my eyes watching those people reunite because for 444 days, we were 14 months, they were 24 months. But I tell you, one day, 10 days,
doesn't
you
matter.
Know, 100, it's long time, and you just want to be back with your family.
You know, with your story, the one thing that in and I'm certain this is probably the case with the hostages in Gaza, they probably didn't have, you know, access to CNN and were watching the news every day. I don't know. Maybe there was more communication. But one of the stories that always kind of sticks out that you've shared is when you finally get back to St. Louis, you're overwhelmed because you had no idea that not only folks around here cared so much about you and your release and these hostages, but all across the country. And I've told you this, and I know you've heard this from lots of people. We all would open the newspaper in the morning and we'd see, you know, day 41, day 241, day 3, you know, whatever it was. And you were on the front page of the paper. The crisis was every single day, but you had no perspective of that.
Really, we did not. You know, as you come to find out, and I'm starting to hear stories and read stories like everybody else that's listening, is that these individuals were kept underground in tunnels. We were locked in rooms for 400 days. And so we had no information, had no idea that Ted Koppel, Nightline, was created to basically give the American people some tidbits each day of what was happening with the hostage crisis. So, yes, you're absolutely right. Had no idea that the world was reunited. And when I came home, I remember we lived in a small town of Krakow, population 50. It was dogs and cats included. We had a little St. Gertrude's grade school, and then we had some nuns that were there at the school. And so they were responsible for going through the bags of mail that I was receiving from around the world.
Oh,
so these individuals are probably going to be doing the same thing of just, you know, happiness, cards of, joy from people all over the world. And so it's one of those things, you know, these cards are wonderful, but what they went through, they will never forget it. As I, every time I hear the word hostage, it triggers. And I mean, it's one of those things that you live through, but you try to take it into a positive perspective. And that's where I use Folds of Honor to really help me day by day, Mark, to really continue on.
Yeah, and I want to return to that in just a second. Let me ask you one question about the, you know, if you go back to 1980, in the early 80s, even, I would say, even maybe even 10 years ago, mental health, and that is not discussed as much. So were you offered, given, did you take advantage of psychological help in the aftermath of this, or was that all sort of, you know, there was a stigma with that?
Oh, yeah. Good question.
Or did that happen? Because with these hostages, I mean, I can't even imagine. You asked me how I would feel if one of my kids, I can't even imagine getting through each and every day, you know, like your parents and your family did. But then thinking of the horrors that you had to deal with, you know, and coming back and trying to adjust to whatever could be a normal life.
No, you're absolutely right. And yes, when we came home, I was 23 when I came home, and I'll never forget meeting a psychiatrist. And the psychiatrist said, there's two ways that you're going to be able to deal with this situation, or you're going to go in direction. There's one way you're going to keep it inside and never talk about it, but something's going to cause you to crack and break. And the other is you use this situation as a stepping stone, as how you build on your life and your future. And so it took me a while to really use it and to talk about the story, because I talk about the story of those eight individuals that lost their life trying to regain our freedom.
Yeah.
And so that is my way of how I give back in a positive sense. But again, it will never go away. The word hostage, Iran, and those days of captivity. And again, like you said, my poor parents, Mark, you saw the joy of these poor parents that were there, and they lived with that for 24 months, as my parents were 14 months, of just not knowing each and every day going to work. How would you be able to go on the air each day knowing that one of your children are held hostage?
I don't think I could. I know. I don't think I could. It's just horrifying thinking about that.
Yeah, my poor parents went through that. And so thank goodness they're all home. And it looks like there is a start of peace in the Middle East, which is wonderful, because it's a beautiful country, and they deserve, the people that went better, they deserve it.
Well, let me just quickly close on the positive, and that's what you do with Folds of Honor. And this is a great organization that gives academic scholarships to the families of fallen or disabled military service members. You're still rocking and rolling on that, right, Rocky?
I am. I'm here in Chicago, in your own stomping ground, with Folds of Honor. And yes, it's an organization that it definitely it helps me each morning, as I tell you. I earn each day a memory of those eight individuals that gave their life. And it is one of those things, the guy that spent 400 days with me, Billy Gallegos, I speak to him every other day, but he knows how this is. And but yeah, life continues, and it's a little change of scenery at times when you have now grandchildren that are learning about you in history books.
Yeah, how about that? That's interesting. That's fascinating.
Kind of
right. Well, but, you have a different existence. There's no doubt about that. But you're awesome, Rocky Sickman. You know I'm a huge fan. So thanks for coming on here and reflecting this afternoon. I really appreciate it.
It's my honor. And God bless America.
Thank you, Rocky. Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. God bless America.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.